The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 5th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Once, while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long, but have caught nothing. Yet, if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." When they had brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed him. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Here is a common conversation in my household. "Andrew, could you please do the dishes?" "But I just did them, really. There aren't that many dishes anyway." "Yes, really." And I give him the mom look. "Ugh, Mom, can I do them at least after I finish my game?" "Okay, but they must be done before I get up in the morning." "If you say so." Sound familiar? Right? Today, we heard Jesus saying to Simon, "Go back out there into that deep water and toss your net and catch some fish." "Really, Jesus? We were out there all night already and we caught nothing. Really?" I can imagine that sound of exhaustion and disbelief coming from Simon Peter, as well as the look on Jesus' face. Not so much the mom look, but that look like, "Trust me, do it." And so Peter replies, "If you say so, Jesus." And we know what happens, right? He goes out, and they catch a ton of fish. Jesus is encountering these men in their everyday lives. They were out doing their jobs, fishing, and not having had a particular great day at it. They've come back from a difficult shift on the sea, possibly a bit dejected from their failure. And Jesus just hops into one of their boats and says, "Hey, take me out there so I can talk to the people." In the midst of an ordinary day of work, the extraordinary happens. It happens because Peter is open to hearing the word of God in Jesus' teaching, and then open to hearing the call of Christ and following. In this reading, there are two "if you say so" moments, right? The first one, where Jesus is sending Peter and probably his brother Andrew, although Luke never names Andrew, and James and John back out to fish, and they bring in their haul. And then there's the unspoken, "if you say so," when Jesus calls these men to follow him. They leave behind their boats, their community, not to mention a huge, probably one of the biggest haul of fish they've ever gotten, and they follow Jesus. First, and practically speaking, what a gift to that community, fish that would last those people for a good long while. And second, what an example of following and trusting Jesus wholeheartedly. But even in that wholehearted response in this story, we have seen in so many other scriptural stories that disciples continue to be very human. In Luke, we are getting that mix of the ordinary and the extraordinary. The very human disciples with very human responses that have a faith that eventually catches up. And when that happens, we get a glimpse of what God can do when God's people respond, "If you say so." In the response of the faithful, it is amazing what can be accomplished. The fishermen brought in such a huge haul that it almost sank two boats, a direct indication that God will provide for these men and their communities. Being open to hearing what God is asking us to do is the first step in realizing a world where there is enough. It is not going to be that those without food open their cabinets and they are miraculously filled with food and provisions. But we recognize that when we open our hearts and souls to Christ, we become the vessels by which our communities are cared for, and others become the vessels by which we are cared for. In a little bit, we will be installing the 2022 Church Council. We have a group of 9 members who have said, "If you say so, Jesus, I will do this work for you." 9 members who said, "God, I will help to lead your church and help guide this congregation toward the ministry that you are asking us to do." And I hope that each one of you recognizes that this is a sacred calling, not just a job to do. Sometimes we answer God's call by doing something we didn't expect to do. And I think of Shirley and her story of being asked to be a Sunday school teacher. I always hold the story close in my heart. I'm sure many of you know the story, but I'm going to share it anyway. She didn't really think that being a Sunday school was her calling, but she said yes as a temporary measure until someone else could take over who was really called to be a Sunday school teacher. Well, that temporary calling as Sunday school teacher lasted many, many years and blessed many, many children and families. For me, it took 25 plus years to get up the nerve to say a second time, "If you say so, God." And much of that nerve has come from the support of all of you sitting here right now. The amazing willingness to open this space to the Holy Spirit. The reluctance to respond, "If you say so," has been apparent in the readings for the last 2 weeks. In describing their experiences, we hear Jeremiah saying, "But I am only a boy." We hear Isaiah saying, "Woe is me, I am a man of unclean lips." We hear Paul saying, "I am the least of the apostles, unworthy to even be called an apostle." We hear Peter saying, "Go away from me, I am a sinful man." But the message seems clear to me that we are being shown that God is calling each of us in our human and imperfect selves. That God can and will work through our human and imperfect hands and hearts. Jeremiah, Isaiah, Paul, Peter, Andrew, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, they only needed one thing, and that was to trust. To trust the words of God, that God would be with them. When we respond, "If you say so, Lord, here I am, send me," we trust that what we are saying yes to is the presence of God in our personal lives, in our homes, in our communities, in the entire world. That we are saying yes to being sent to share the abundant love of God to a world that desperately needs that reassurance and desperately needs to understand that there is a holy presence that is greater than anything we can see. It's not an accident that today's psalm is part of the lectionary, an amazing hymn of praise about God's steadfast love, God's faithfulness to the beloved creation. Part of saying, "If you say so," is rejoicing and praising our Creator, God who does not give up on us even when we fall short, God who wants us to remember that faithfulness, God's faithfulness for ourselves, and then go out and assure others of it. The Holy Spirit is here in this place. What do you hear her saying? Not just to each of you as individuals, but to us as a community. Where do our gifts and passions line up with the work that God would like us to do in the world? We already say, "If you say so, God," in so many ways. We have been blessings to each other. We have been blessings to our community. I pray that we continue to keep our hearts and minds open to see where we are being called next. And when we do see it, to say excitedly, "If you say so, God, here I am, send me." Amen.